God, you just got to show me. Walked around the corner and I was in the sky.
Huh, interesting. Take a gospel card, test yourself. I don't know anything about that. We don't follow signs and wonders. What do we follow?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ and his word and his truth. And that our website will help guide you to that for free. Test yourself to the gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus, we have to repent and come out of this world. So see, if you're here, part of this entertainment and all that, do you think this is of God or is this of Satan?
Well, my son ran the marathon, so he said.
Is that of God?
Well, yeah.
No. I just asked a guy that said he's a Christian. He's got a Jesus shirt on. He ran the marathon. I said, let me ask you a question. Is that race corruptible or incorruptible? Meaning, is it eternal or temporal? Which one is it?
Let's talk about Corinthians. And where Paul is saying, you know, enjoy the world. He's saying...
No. Where does he say enjoy the world? That would be Satan's kingdom.
You have to live life.
Yeah, but we live in holiness. Yeah. And righteousness and just, obedience. Yeah. And how is racing? I was telling these people, I said, half these people are running around biblically naked, by the way. Running around biblically naked.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Isn't your body the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Certainly.
Shouldn't we dress it with respect and reverence to God?
Absolutely.
But when people run, they're showing off their body.
I have a hard time with that.
Okay, so, but if we sit and watch it, aren't we partaking of it? We're partaking of unrighteousness.
We're disciplining ourselves not to notice as much.
Well, but we're supposed to walk in righteousness. So I would encourage.
I don't lose my party otherwise.
I would encourage you go a lot deeper. My website would help you do that because that's why I teach there. You got to come out of the world. You see, just seeing things in the sky, seeing signs, doesn't mean you're of God. What means you're of God is if you've repented, you lose your life, you kill your flesh. You guess what? You may have to lose a relationship with your son and say, son, you're worldly. I'm not going to follow those worldly ways anymore. I'm going to follow Christ. He might get so mad at you, he'd never want to talk to you again. That's loving God. Jesus said he came to separate fathers, sons.
He's a minister. He's a ministry.
But that's even worse.
In a way.
That's even worse.
We have to love people.
We love them, but how do we love them? We call them out of their sin. I'm here. People tell me I'm not loving. You know why? Because I warn of the wrath of God, and I tell them of the goodness of God, and I tell them to turn. They say that's...
They make a fire soup.
But they say it's not loving because all they want is cookie, coffee, candy, itchy-eared gospels, and let them go on their own way. But it's loving to call a person that's headed to hell out of their sin, is it not?
It's true. And what I found, because I came to it late in life, that a lot of people have faith and you can't see the faith in them. They have more faith than I do.
Yeah.
You can't preach at them because...
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're a worldly, carnal person seeking the things of Satan's kingdom, I don't believe you have faith in God. You don't. Faith is action with works of holiness and obedience and striving towards the kingdom of God. That's what faith is. And so most American... churchianity people are going to lose their souls because they're either carnal or they're rebellious. Jesus said a very puny few are going to find eternal life. And so if you're going to find eternal life, you've got to leave all this stuff behind. And guess what? When you really live for Christ, you know what happens? See, the world loves this stuff. Your son, he's struggling for the ministry. The world loves this stuff. Jesus said you'll be hated for his name's sake. Think about that. Test yourself. I got my email on there. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
Go much deeper. We love you. God be praised.